Our gospel lesson today is from John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The words of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I went through a few other versions in different Bibles, comparing just their wording. And in the New Living Bible, it says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. And in the Message Bible, it reads, I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you, peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned. So don't be upset and don't be distraught. Let's contemplate on that. Don't be upset and don't be distraught. I give you my peace. Good morning for those who don't know me. I'm Reverend Pam Pierce, and I'm giving the message this morning. And as we see in our sanctuary, we're in the season of Advent. It's the waiting for the gift of baby Jesus. Advent is a time that we prepare for that celebration. We are reminded for 4 weeks prior to Christmas of the gifts that the baby Jesus brought to us. Last week was hope. This week is peace. The series, sermon series that Pastor Julie has chosen is Exchange a Gift. So we're exchanging. Last week was despair for hope. And this week, we are exchanging anxiety for peace. We all love gift exchanging, but with that comes a lot of anxiety. We make lists, and we go and go over the list and see that we had all our loved ones and those that are special to us, and the days go on, and we get overwhelmed because, did we buy that person the right gift? Are they going to love it? It's getting closer. Did I wrap the gift? Am I going to see that person to see the gift? And we go on and on. And oh no, I forgot so-and-so. I got to run out now and get another gift. And we must get all the decorations up and hurry, hurry, hurry. And we got to get the tree ready. And do we bake the cookies? Are we going to bake cookies? I don't know what to do. There's not enough time. But what are we going to have for Christmas dinner? Who's coming for Christmas dinner? What stress. What stress we put ourselves through. But at the end of the day, it's all worth it. Let us pray. Most loving God, come, place your words on my lips, that all here may be filled with your peace. Amen. The Message Bible says, I'm leaving you well and whole. What does that mean? Well and whole. Were the disciples not well and Jesus healed them? He left them well and whole as a group, as a ministry to carry all the teachings he sat with them with. And my parting gift to you is peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned. So don't be upset, because I will be leaving. So he's leaving them with his teachings that if they truly love Jesus and trust him and their faith is embedded in him, that peace will remain in them. Because with that faith comes no anxiety, comes no fear. Jesus lets them know he will no longer be there. He wants them to know he'll always be there. They'll never be abandoned. And his gift of peace is the inner peace that he planted seeds into them with. Do we really know what peace is? How do we get it? And what does Jesus mean by his peace? Maybe we start with the anxiety. Anxiety is a feeling of dread. It's an uneasiness that we create within our being. It causes a rapid heartbeat. We worry in fear of the unknown and not knowing what's going to come next. And especially in today's world, our anxieties are filled with fear. There's so many wars. There's so many people displaced. There's so many people suffering. And we question ourselves in our own little worlds. Will I have a job in the new year? Will my children get sick? Will I get sick? Will I have money to pay my bills? There's so much suffering. How can I change the world and bring it peace? Yes, we can pray for peace on earth. But how do we pray for that when we are not at peace with ourselves? And peace has many forms. It begins with the peace of God, the peace of Jesus, within ourselves, with each other, and peace with the world. But it begins with that inner peace that Jesus came to bring us. He left us his peace, the gift of his peace he gave to us, but not as the world knows. We have a vision of what peace should be, that there should not be any disturbance whatsoever in our lives and in the world. So in this gift exchanging, we are given the gift of peace for all our anxieties. Most importantly, Jesus is saying, when we have God and him in our hearts, truly in our hearts, there's peace within us, inner peace. For we have no fear. We have no anxiety. And only through our faith and trust in Jesus can we feel the gift of his peace. Today I want to introduce my new friend. My new friend is Mary on the Mantle. Mary, as we can see, is ready to have a child, okay? And we sit her up on our mantle. This is something that I discovered because one of my nieces did not want to engage in Elf on the Shelf. It was so crazy and getting crazy. And she says, Aunt Pammy, I just want my boy to know the reason of the season. So I searched and I found Mary. And Mary's really great. She sits up on my mantle and she reminds me of all the preparations that she has to do in order to prepare for the birth of her son, Jesus. So sometimes she's in the laundry room doing laundry, or she's mopping the floor for me. Sometimes she keeps reminding me that I gotta put up that decoration next to her so that she can truly live and be a help to me in the preparation. And this week, she really wants to go visit Elizabeth, her cousin. So I told her she could go. There's a map that she can follow and she can go see Elizabeth. But anyway, this is what Advent's about, the waiting and the preparing for a birth. I want to start the story of Mary and anxiety, for it's really important. I'm sure Mary was anxious, for she was only 14. Come over here, Mary, sit here, don't move. Okay. She just had an angel tell her she was having God's son and wasn't married. I'm sure it was a pretty scary situation. But I sit and wonder, did she say, "Really, God? What are you asking me?" And then she sat back and she retracted that and she said, "No, God, you just told me." And Mary pondered it and went to seek Elizabeth, her cousin, for the wisdom. And when she arrived to see Elizabeth, Elizabeth confirmed, "This is no joke, Mary. We're both pregnant and we got God's children here." So Mary, in her heart, knew she had to have peace, peace with God and what God was asking her. And Mary turned to Elizabeth after hearing the confirmation that this was real. She spoke to Elizabeth, and it is written in Luke 1:46. It's called the Magnificat. It's Mary's proclamation. "My soul proclaimed the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." She put her faith and trust in God and recognized the peace that she needed to have in order to have that baby. And I'm sure that as time went on, Mary experienced another anxiety. Just as she had been preparing for the birth, she was surrounded by her family, her mom, and all the females. And Joseph steps in and says, "Come on, sweet Mary, we need to go to my hometown, Bethlehem." And being a faithful wife, she sets off with him. But as most wives, as most of you men know, we can't just let that go without voicing our opinion. And I think she might have said, "Really, Joseph, a donkey? You're gonna put me on a donkey to travel?" But all honesty, Mary, being of great faith, was filled with God's peace, knowing God would provide and care and keep them safe. So whether she was going on a donkey and going into a strange town where she had not been before, God was there. God was the result of the child being born out of ecstasy and grace, of divine love, and the Prince of Peace, which the prophet Isaiah had already prophesied about. His name would be Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, God with us. So not only did that miraculous birth fill Mary and Joseph with peace, it also filled the town of Bethlehem, and it radiated throughout the whole world. There was a calm and a peace in the world that never existed before. So you're asking yourself, all right, so that's great. How do I get rid of my anxieties? Mary was special. I can't find that peace. But yes, you can. We all can. We can all find that peace. We can receive peace, for Jesus said, "My peace I give to you." And in the 12 steps of humility of Saint Benedict, he expresses to the monks, we are to seek and strive after peace, to remind us that peace is never simply handed to us. Peace is something we need to work at. We need to learn to get along with others despite our differences. And it starts with peace within us, which begins and ends with Jesus, for he is the Prince of Peace. Seeking peace in today's world is much more difficult than ever. Our world is at great odds, great divisions, leaders of the world keeping us in anxiety and fear and manifesting hatred and anger and war. So how do we seek the peace? We seek it through God. I like to look for peace in nature. I love to sit and meditate. Not as one thinks meditation is, but being present with God. I focus on the surroundings around me I see God in everything, and I just love when that bald eagle flies across the lake in peace. There's no need for his wings to flap. He is truly one with God in its flight, and God provides the wind. My other favorite place is under the sea. There's a great peace there. It's silent. The only thing you hear is your own breathing as you watch the air bubbles go to the surface. I proclaim my witness of life in that place as the closest thing to heaven I could imagine. For I love watching the giant sea turtle glide through the water effortlessly, free, no gravity. That is peace. Another way I find peace is giving. When we give to others throughout the year, but especially this time of year. I love to give to strangers. And one year, I bought a bunch of gift cards, and I wanted to give them out randomly to strangers as I went about my holiday shopping and my chores. And one day, I was leaving CVS and walking back to my car. A woman was putting a baby in the car seat, and she went into a fit of panic. She realized her purse was missing. She started to cry. She started to get the baby back, to go back into the store and see if anyone had found it. And before she left, I handed her three gift cards. And she said, "Why?" I said, "Because you need this more than I do." And she started to cry even more. And then a peace came upon her. And that peace that came upon her face filled me with the greatest joy that I could give that gift. I don't know if she ever found her purse. I don't know what the end result was, but just her expression, she didn't even have to say thank you. It was written all over her face. I want to remind everybody, if we want peace, it has to start with this little stocking. We hang the stocking for Jesus, and we give our gift to him in exchange for his gift of hope, peace, joy, and love. So when you're preparing your decorations and you're getting ready for all your presents, stop, think, what would I give to Jesus this year of myself? And now I'd like to take you all into the space of feeling peace. And I love that baby, she can still cry. I don't care. That's the peace that lives around us. I'd like everyone to just close their eyes. Take a deep breath, and as you inhale, inhale the peace of Jesus. And when you exhale, let all those anxieties, all those fears, all those concerns go. Exchange them and take another breath of Jesus's peace and let all the cares go away. And we will do that one more time. Inhale the peace of the baby Jesus, and we let our cares go away. So, open your eyes. Come, come, Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And it is said in many languages. I will start with Aramaic, Salam, Hebrew, Shalom, Greek, Eirene, Italian, Pace, Shante for Hindu. And if Song would say peace in Korean for me, please. And for those who were raised in the 60s, let us all come in peace and give the sign of peace. Enjoy the peaceful day.